Dinosaur buffs, take note. The Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History is closing its popular dinosaur and fossil hall as of tonight for 5 years of renovations. Once completed, the renovated hall will feature a brand new T-Rex. But before time runs out, fossil fans are flocking to get a final glimpse. NPR's Allison Keyes was one of them, and she brings us this report.
Huge lines of people, kids in tow, are waiting to get into the world's second most visited museum. Right inside the lobby is a cast of the skull of the new T-Rex the museum just acquired. It's stopping visitors dead in their tracks.
Yeah, we wanted to get up here before the exhibit for the dinosaurs close.
Crystal Epley took a three-hour trip from Broadway, Virginia to bring her son John. She can't believe it's closing for 5 whole years.
He's 5, so we made sure to come because he'll be 10. He may not be interested in dinosaurs by the time it reopens.
So, why does he like dinosaurs?
Because they were big.
Yeah, they were big.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
A T-Rex.
Would you try to pet him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have too. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is the number one favorite of the kids and adults swarming through the exhibition. The dinosaur hall is so packed you can hardly move for the strollers, the picture takers, and the fossil files. 5-year-old Jack Prodromo is clear about what he thinks about the extinct carnivore made popular by movies ranging from Jurassic Park to Night at the Museum.
I love them.
Jack's mom, Karen, says the family is visiting from San Francisco and she can't believe the hall is shutting down.
What are they going to do with all the dinosaurs?
Every single dinosaur in the hall's got to get dismantled.
Matthew Carano is curator of Dinosauria at the museum. There are more than 2,000 specimens in the current hall that have to be carefully taken apart, cleaned, and remounted. He says that includes huge skeletons like the Diplodocus.
We've got to decide what it's going to look like. We've got to put it back together again and reinstall it.
Plus, the way the dinosaurs are mounted will be different. As Carano says, experts have learned much about the way the reptiles lived in the decades since they were first put on display.
In, you know, the older days, they were often there almost as like trophies, so they're often just standing. And we want them to be kind of capturing a moment from when they were alive. So I think the philosophy is quite different.
The museum's new Tyrannosaurus Rex, one of the largest and most complete skeletons ever discovered, will be the centerpiece of the new hall set to open in 2019. But there will be some temporary dinosaur-related exhibitions going on during the renovation, says curator Kay Behrensmeyer. In November, an exhibition is opening featuring a T-Rex model.
And we will have Triceratops, and we will have the world of the last dinosaurs before the asteroid hit. So there's drama, there's a lot of things that you can learn.
Also, there's a Rex Room open now through October where people can watch staff unpack and do a 3D scan of the 66-million-year-old bones of the new T-Rex. And in May, the Augmented Reality Dinosaurs exhibition will allow visitors to virtually interact with dinosaurs.
We're here pretty much once every other week, I would say.
But for dino fans like Ivana Lawrence and her 4-year-old son Dominic, it's just not going to be the same.
I don't know how I'm going to explain it to him, honestly, you know.
Dominic can name more than just one dinosaur.
Tyrannosaurus, T-Rex, Stegosaurus.
And he knows what the armored dinosaur with the plates running from its neck to its tail eats.
Grass.
And why is Dominic such a dinosaur fan?
They're cool.
Yep, they certainly are. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.